Command Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hiya, gang. This is Bob Shannon bringing on another Command Performance. 30 minutes of the top talent and tunes is ordered in your fine letters to Old Command, written care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And we've got a grand gal running the show. She's famous for shows from Nome to Miami. You'll love her from Rome to far-off Siami. You'd like to take her home, but not to your mammy. Yes, sir, the one and only Gertrude Neeson.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Hello again, guys and gals. And Bob, comment allez-vous? Je ne sais pas tout de suite. Ouvre la fenêtre. Oui, oui, chérie. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Que ça? Que ça? Que ça?
Gertrude, what does all that mean?
Oh, I don't know, but it adds a little class to the show. Oh, Robert, I love being invited to do this show. I'm so happy I can't contain myself.
Well, if you can't, I'll be happy to handle the overflow.
Gosh, Bob, we get such a fine audience in command. After my last show, a Navy boy took me up for a ride in a hell diver.
A hell diver?
Mm-hmm. On our first dive, we almost made it. And then the Marine took me to a dance where they served tequila.
A tequila? Why, that's Mexican 7-Up.
One drink and it takes 7 Mexicans to hold you up. Oh, and those soldiers were so friendly. I wore my fingers out shaking hands. I wore my legs out walking around. And all night, I did the rumba.
Well, Gertrude, were they all combat veterans?
All combat veterans? Well, some had combat experience, but the others had never been to Griffith Park. But so much for the opening repartee.
Gertrude, what have you got in the way of a song?
You're between me and the microphone. But I'd like to cut a copy. Thank you, orchestra. I'd like to cut a copy of Always True to You in My Fashion. It's for Pinky and Joe and for all the gang of the Caribbean Command and for Willie, my favorite nephew.
Willie? Is he a cute little feller?
I'll say. He's just 12 and a half, going on Esquire. Maestro, shall we proceed? If a custom-tailored vet asks me out for something wet, when the vet begins to pet, I cry hooray! But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I've been asked to have a meal by a big tycoon in steel. If the meal includes a deal, except I may. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's an oil man known as Tex who is keen to give me checks. And his checks, I fear, mean that Tex is here to stay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. From Ohio, Mr. Thorne calls me up from night till morn. Mr. Thorne wants corn, and that ain't hay. Woo-hoo! But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. From Milwaukee, Mr. Fritz often dines me at the Ritz. Mr. Fritz invented Schlitz, and Schlitz must pay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Mr. Harris, plutocrat, wants to give my cheek a pat. If the Harris pat means a Paris hat, oopay, oopay, nothing is a. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Very much. And now, Robert, who's our next visitor?
Well, Gertrude, it's a man who likes to be known for his impeccable manners, likes to be known as a sophisticated He-Man. In fact, a Noel Coward type.
Oh, just what I'm looking for.
Yet with it all, he likes to be known as a lady killer, a great lover, Don Juan.
Sounds wonderful. Who is he?
Well, here he comes now. It's Ed Archie Gardner.
Surprised. Why'd you expect some bum?
Yes, at least. Archie, you're my Don Juan.
Yeah, why?
I don't want any part of it.
On paper, I bet that looked like a great joke.
I can't even read it in the dark.
Look, I heard you was going to be here tonight, Gertrude, so I brung you a present.
A present?
Yep, yeah. A genuine ivory miniature from the Orient.
Gosh, an ivory miniature from the Orient?
Yep, a loose tooth from a Chinese midget. But leave us go on with the show. I got some great jokes here, Gertrude. You know, like they tell on the radio.
Well, okay, Archie, don't waste them on us.
That's the truth. Well, anyways, I start off with a yacht, you see. I say, let's play a game of Pony Express, and you say, what's Pony Express? And then I say, it's like post office, only with
a little
more
horsing around. Yeah.
I think that joke is going to kill people.
It'll kill the people, all right, and I know it's a horrible way to die. Archie, you're wasting yourself on radio. Why don't you leave for New York right now? Carve yourself a niche in the legitimate theater.
A which?
A niche. Archie, you know what it means when you get a niche in the theater?
Yeah, you better go home. Change your underwear. Oh, I think the phone is ringing. Pardon me, I'll get it. Hello, Command Performance. Archie, the guest star speaking. Clark Gable ain't here. Well, hello, Duffy. Gertrude Neeson? Yep. She's here in the flesh. Huh? No, don't get excited, Duffy. She's wearing clothes. In fact, she's got on the latest thing, a dress that gives one a tantalizing glimpse of lace. Yeah, one of her seams is busted. How does she look? Great, Duffy, you know. Wonderful girl, Neeson, you know. Her face beams like a full moon in April. Her shoulders have the whiteness of the blossoms in May. Her feet twinkle like stars in September. What happened to June, July, and August? The senses cut them out. I'll talk to you later, Duffy. Hold on.
Archie, they tell me Duffy's a great man. There's nobody like him.
That's right. When they made Duffy, they scraped off the mold. But, Gertie, leave us talk about us, huh?
Us?
Yeah, you and me. Soulmates. Leave us face it, kid. We was meant for each other, like Romeo and Juliet, Anthony and Cleopatra, Westbrook and Peglet.
They're like Gilder and Sleeve.
I hate... Yeah, I thought it would. I hate a quibble, Archie, but Daddy always said I was meant for the finer things in life.
Canning was right. You can have me.
Well...
Say, don't fight it, Gertie. It's a crumb. A jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and dow. And if food be a music of love, Bert Bond.
Well, Arch, I don't know quite what to say. Tell me more about yourself.
I'll tell you my story, Gertie.
All right, go ahead, little boy.
As a kid, I always thirsted for an education, you know. I remember at the age of six, I'd take me father by the hand and walk to school. Then at 3 o'clock, I'd call for him. And I'd take him home. But times was tough when I was a kid. You know, we was poor people.
Ah, I didn't know.
Yeah. Sometimes my mother had to send out in the streets to beg for a piece of whole wheat bread.
Why whole wheat bread?
We were poor, but we were proud.
Oh, I see. Those times must have been tough on you.
Yeah, Kate, really, I hate to think back to them days. I'm afraid it may tax me brain.
Don't worry, Arch. There's no tax on abandoned property.
Stop joshing, will you? Gertie, you and me could be happy. We'd settle down in the rolling hills. Later, we could build a house, and Gertrude, before you know it, there'd be two or three little ones.
Not before I know it. Sorry, Arch, but I've got other things to worry about, such as finding the ideal leading man to work in our drama tonight.
You need a leading man?
Get that gleam out of your tongue, Arch. It's not for you. We need a refined English type. Somebody like Ronald Coleman.
Coleman? What has he got that wouldn't look just as good on me if I washed it?
Nothing but the hero has to be refined. This is Noel Coward stuff.
Well, that's right up me alley. As Noel would say, right up me omnibus.
Archie, you are not the coward type.
I beg to differ.
Why, you've never been to England.
Again, I beg to differ. I spent several years there at a very famous school.
Oh, Eton?
Eton, drinking, had a one. Yeah, them was the jolly days, crewing up the Thames, shooting peasants, fishing for chips, took on an important diplomatic job, in fact, in a bakery while I was there.
An important diplomatic job in a
bakery?
Yes,
became British advisor to the English Crumpet Division. If you don't believe it, you can ask me, Pater.
Your Pater?
Me old lady.
I see. You call your mother your pater.
Sure, all us English families talk that way. The mother is the pater, you know.
And I suppose the father is the mater.
Yeah, the brother is the brater.
And the sister is the tomato.
In England, it's a tomato. Well, one day, anyhow, we all dropped in at the palace, Buckingham, of course.
Hold it, Arch. To get into Buckingham Palace, you've got to go through the Lord Privy Seal.
The Privy Seal? Them wards, they'll put a seal on anything.
Let's give it, Archie. Our leading man tonight not only has to know English tradition, he has to be literate.
It so happens that I have brung along with me my own version of an old coward play. I've raised the IQ a trifle, and you can star in it with me.
No, Archie, not me. You're not going to make me the butt of ridicule.
This drawing room drama will be the making of you, Gertrude. You'll be a finished actress.
I will.
Yes, sir. People will say, if there's one actress in town who's finished, it's Gertrude Neeson.
right, see you later, Archie. Next gang is a man who needs no introduction, but we'll give him one anyway. We're very honored to have him here tonight. He's kept very busy bouncing out ballads for the Metropolitan Opera and making movies for MGM. But he's always willing to sing for you when he has the time. So in response to all the mail, here is Lawrence Melchior.
Thank you, Gertrude. And hello, everybody. First, I like to do a number for all the fine people listening on the Bedside Networks. I shall sing Curtis, Come Back to Sorrento, Mastro Perrier. Com'è bello, spira tanto sentimento, com'è d'uso avvercendo, che me desto fa sognar. Senti come lieve sale, dai giardini odor d'aranti, un profumo non vai quale per chi palpita d'amor. E tu dici il papa Dio, allontani dal mio cuore, e sta
bravado, Lawrence, bravado. That was
magnificent. You are so grand.
Yep, Lawrence, I beg your pardon. I thought that... I love the way you hit that high note, you know, that pizza con carne. Say, Gertrude, how come we happen to get this guy on the show?
Oh, he just bumped into me outside.
I'm surprised you didn't cause more damage considering the size of his bumper.
Well, I'm very happy to be doing this show with all you wonderful people. Archie, I think you have a marvelous talent.
Well, Lawrence, it's nice of you to say that.
It certainly is. Spotlight!
And, Lawrence, I'm so glad you came in tonight.
That's my line, kid.
I have so many lines here tonight. It allows me to just...
Well, I'm glad, too, Lawrence. I was getting lonesome for the sight of a real He-Man.
A real man? But you have got Archie here.
Well, Archie may want to be Tyrone, but he ain't just got the power.
Lawrence, I was happy when I seen you come in, too, you know?
How did you see me come in? I came in 5 minutes before you did.
The front of you did. Folks, would you believe this guy's right arm was once a 97-pound weakling?
Gosh, Lawrence, you are a big man, aren't you?
Over 6 feet, ain't you?
No, no, only 5 feet, 17 inches.
I guess I was looking at you sideways. Now, look, Lawrence, I hear you just got back from hunting in Africa, huh? How was it?
Oh, fine, Archie. We started out to hunt mountain goats, better known in USA as chamois. By the way, do you know what chamois runs faster than any other animal?
Oh, yes, I know that. I read the book, What Makes Chamois Run. How did you organize a trip like that?
Oh, well, we took along a warm supply of clothing and two native girls in case we got lost. And a supply of food and two native girls in case we got lost. And a supply of ammunition and two native girls in case we got lost. And a map of Glendale.
A map of Glendale? What for?
That was to make sure we got lost.
Fine. We better get back to opera. Lawrence, I hear you've been working very hard on Das Rheingold.
To me, he looks more like he's been hitting Das Pabst. Lawrence, how'd you ever learn to sing like you do,
Oh, well, I started with the great Puccinelli, and I started with Mavaroni, and with Giuseppe Aldenti, and with Gypsy Rose Lee.
What could you learn from Gypsy Rose Lee?
More than I learned from Puccinelli and Mavaroni.
Oh, Lawrence, I believe you. I saw you in Tristan and Isolde. You took the girl in your arms. She sang, I am putty in your hands. Then you sang, I am putty in your hands.
And there we stood, putty putty.
Don't run yourself down, Lawrence. You know, for a cement mixer, you're a talented guy.
Thank you, Archie. That's a nice compliment.
Yeah, you know, some people think I'm a bum, but I know talent.
So, that's why people keep saying, here comes Archie, that no-talented bump.
Yeah, but they're laboring under a misapprehension. By the way, what outfit are you working with now? You still with the Carnation Contaminated Hour?
No, Archie, I'm with the Metropolitan.
With the Metropolitan, huh? Well, that's life. One day a big singer, next day back selling insurance.
Archie, exactly what do you know about the opera?
Is she kidding?
No.
Ask me something.
Arch, I'll bet you can't even name two popular operas.
I can't. Is Carmen, Miranda.
Miranda is a woman.
That's what makes it popular. Sure, I know all the operas. I'm only kidding you. You know, the Tannenbaum, Hansel and Futzel, Cafeteria Rusticana, the Meisterstinker. Yeah, oh, that one I like, with Lily Pons. That was great.
Didn't Lily Pons thrill you with her arias?
And how, yeah. In them costumes, some of the areas was practically naked. The scherzos barely covered her knees. We could take that out. Say, that opera business sounds like fun, you know? I got half a mind to take up singing myself. Would you like to hear me?
We'd have half a mind to say yes.
Okay, since
take
you
that
insist.
Out too.
I'll run over the scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, 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 la. How was that?
Archie, you left out the T.
Oh, that. Well, that's me 1/4. When I reach for a high note, me voice sinks.
Archie, you again left out the T.
All All right, Deirdre, don't you, you think I'll wind up as a singer?
Archie, you may wind up, but the audience will do the pitching.
I'm hurt, completely crushed.
Aw, really, Arch?
I feel like crawling into a hole, pulling Rita Hayworth in after me.
Aw, Archie, don't cry. If you'll make it feel any better, Lawrence will sing to you.
Yeah, I heard the orchestra rehearsing this afternoon.
I'm so glad you did, Archie, because I want to know something.
What?
What tempo did the boys adopt? Do they play poco a poco, or it is pure accelerando?
Well, frankly, they start out kind of pokey, but they finish up pew.
Oh, what's the use, Lawrence? You better sing.
All right, Gertrude. I would like to sing a song that shows our great America as it truly is, the home of democracy.
What is America to me? A name, a map, a flag I see. A certain word, democracy. What is America to me? A house I live in, a plot of earth, a street, a grocer and a butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see. For races, for religions, that's America for me. The place I work in, the worker at my side, the little town or city where my people lived and died, the howdy and the handshake, they're all feeling free. The right to speak my mind out, that's America for me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the church shop, the laughter and the tear, a dream that's been a-growing for 150 years. The town I live in, the street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, and the garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people, that's America for me.
Marvelous, Lawrence. Thanks a million.
Say, Lawrence, you look awfully happy. Do you have fun doing these command performance shows?
Oh, I say, Bob. Why, I haven't been so happy since the day I sat down on a Frankie Lane record.
Well, thanks so much, gang. Thanks for asking us in.
And the best of luck everywhere and to everybody. Where you may be.
Good night, everybody.
Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.